This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Thursday, October 30. Our Daily Bread. Our reading comes from Deuteronomy chapter 8. Observe the commands of the Lord your God, walking in obedience to Him and revering Him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land with brooks, streams, and deep springs gushing out into the valleys and hills, a land with wheat and barley, vines and fig trees, pomegranates, olive oil, and honey, a land where bread will not be scarce and you will lack nothing, a land where the rocks are iron and you can dig copper out of the hills. When you have eaten and are satisfied, praise the Lord your God for the good land He has given you. Be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God, failing to observe His commands, His laws, and His decrees that I am giving you this day. Otherwise, when you eat and are satisfied, when you build fine houses and settle down, and when your herds and flocks grow large, and your silver and gold increase, and all you have is multiplied, then your heart will become proud, and you will forget the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. He led you through the vast and dreadful wilderness, that thirsty and waterless land with its venomous snakes and scorpions. He brought you water out of hard rock. He gave you manna to eat in the wilderness, something your ancestors had never known, to humble and test you so that in the end it might go well with you. You may say to yourself, "My power and the strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me." But remember, the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you the ability to produce wealth, and so confirms His covenant, which He swore to your ancestors, as it is today. Matthew 6, verse 11. Give us today our daily bread. The college where I serve as chaplain includes many students who are squeezed financially. Some of them have to choose between buying food, paying rent, or paying their tuition and fees. So when they pray, "Give us today our daily bread," they mean it literally. And God often answers that prayer through a local bakery that donates thousands of loaves of bread and buns and other baked goods to our campus ministry each year. In addition, local farms donate thousands of pounds of greenhouse vegetables, onions, and potatoes. Still, other donors bring us boxes and boxes of groceries, and somehow the bills get paid. Recently, a young student asked if we could pray for her as she was looking to buy her first car. She was not looking for a fancy, expensive car, just a used, economical, and reliable vehicle that would serve her well for several decades without major expenses. That request also connected with asking for daily bread because it had to do with providing for physical needs. In the request for daily bread, our Lord is teaching us not to worry about all our needs, and that all our striving is in vain without God's blessing. Praying as Jesus teaches us will help us to grow in our trust and love for God in a world that seeks constantly to draw us away from Him. Pray with me. Heavenly Father, we depend on You to meet all our needs. Most of all, we need Your blessing, Lord, to live faithfully for You. Help us to trust in You alone. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.